Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that Kevin Pollock. With that, well, since you put it that way, I do smell faintly of smelling salts. Thank you. My dear cronies and prom dates, by definition, alchemy is, quote, when a person or persons create something through a seemingly magical process. Well, I was recording my last will and testament. The idea struck me. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make stuff up based on my own twisted ideas and then offered a podcast of this seemingly magical process? And I could call it Alchemy, do you realize your shoes are on inside out? Well, my loved ones and luncheonette owners, after a bit of title tinkering, I'm so very proud to present to you another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemists, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Craig Kukowski. Craigula, do you believe we landed on the moon on July 20th, 1969, as was watched by the world over?
I believe we did it on a soundstage directed by Mr. Kubrick about a year ahead of time.
Well, that is awesome. I'm so glad I asked you. Pick up your room. It's Vanessa Ragland. Vanish, would you let Joey Greer sit for your son? And if so, I've been asked to inquire as to what that pays hourly.
Absolutely no.
That's a way of saying we miss Joey Greer. He's not with us today.
Great playmate, but no, thank you.
Right? Technically speaking, a fine playmate. Yeah. Also being supervised. Well, jar some pickles, because here comes Brad Norman. Brad!
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Brad me, if you will. If a bear shits in the woods and no one sees it, could it have been the Pope?
If it's in Michigan.
Perfect. Ooh, ladies, yeah. Chris Alvarado is in the building.
Ladies.
Chris and fellas, let's not be inclusive. Chris, or let's be. Chris, Chris me like you mean it. Pitch me how you'd sell the last sad little Christmas tree on the lot.
If you don't buy this, I will slash your tires and then kill your domestic
How much
animals.
For the tree? Last but crap your pants if you think him least, it's James Heaney. Jim, on average, how long does it take you to fall asleep once in bed?
I don't try to sleep at first. Usually I watch television for an hour. So once I start to attempt it, it's minutes.
And are
most.
You surfing the dials there, or are you dialed into one particular show?
He's a Blue Bloods guy.
I'm Blue Bloods. I watch Blue Bloods all the time until I fall asleep or Locked Up, either way.
Blue Bloods or Locked Up. I see the theme. All right, our suggestions today come from your listener mail. That's right, write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. We accept all emails, and I read them personally. Oh, yes, I do. That means I'm choosing which one of you and which one of you won't. But I do love you all, so write to us at your name here.
Jesus.
I just want to be clear. I want to take all the credit and all the blame. Your name here at alchemythis.com. The first one comes from Martin Rubble.
Aww.
Right?
Any relation to Barney?
I was thinking the same thing.
He's never gotten that teacher. In his life. Yeah.
Well, have you heard of the Flintstones?
He's missing a B. Wouldn't you think Rubble with two B's?
It could be Ruble. It could be Ruble.
Oh,
here's
like
hoping
Michael.
It's Ruble without the accent.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Ruble.
Rubble.
Suggest the following. The fire department arrives to save a suicide jumper.
Oh.
Only discovered that said jumper's on the second floor landing and probably able to get down easily and safely, or likely risk a slight injury. We take you now to that scene. The fire department has arrived.
Nothing matters.
All right, sir. Who's got a megaphone? Anybody? Can we just...
Here's a megaphone.
There I have go. A cell phone.
That'll work.
Oh, well, okay, but do we have his number?
No.
Here's the megaphone.
Good point. Give me the megaphone. Thank you. How did this? Which button?
You know, he's not that far away. You could just shout to him.
Good point. Take back the megaphone.
You just dropped it on the ground.
Sir!
Jesus.
Sir, what is your name?
Nothing matters.
Is that Italian?
Is that a joke?
Yes.
Are you
buddy?
Joking?
We're here for you.
I hate jokes. I hate comedy. I hate everything because nothing matters.
All comedy?
Yeah, for the most part.
How about improvised comedy?
Especially. Because the thing is, short form doesn't do it for me anymore. And long form has become very masturbatory, in my opinion.
Fair enough. So you do have an opinion. Let's go with that. Give me just a second. Can you guys help, get something underneath him?
I got a I don't know.
Even
if
the holding out your hands is not going to do it, Brian.
I just don't think there's a reason to put anything down here.
Because he's on the second floor?
I'm his neighbor.
All right, break it up, you guys. I'm here from the commissioner's office. Who's in charge of the crime scene?
There's no crime scene yet. Unless we're considering suicide attempt.
It's a crime.
Suicide is a crime in the natural order, sir. It counts as a crime scene.
Then that puts you in charge.
All right. Thank you very much. I am Sergeant Ted Hammerglass, and I am here to make sure that people stay out of the area while we are...
I'm Marjorie Danube. I'm the neighbor, and I'm here for any kind of interview
on
camera.
What can you tell us about the guy?
Well, he seems pretty serious. Was a young girl, I could always connect quickly with animals.
Uh-oh.
And so I have a lot of cats at home. I have a dog that I taught to do crazy things, including, yes, use the potty. You're welcome, everyone. Anyway, he's my neighbor, and he will bang on the wall. He's an angry man.
Do you know his name?
He feels like a gem.
Feels like a gem.
Ma'am, I'm a lieutenant commissioner, Mr.
Hammerglass. Oh, Mr. Hammerglass.
A couple of questions. Have you noticed any out of the ordinary behavior from your neighbor before this incident?
Well, the banging, you know, whenever I'm having the cat sing, he does do the banging on the walls, which seems mean. He goes through the trash cans.
So,
I think.
Goes through or throws away his own trash?
I can't tell, but it's louder than when I throw away the trash. I think he's a rummager.
And
I think
banging
he is.
On the walls could just be a critique on the cat singing?
It most certainly is, but it's loaded with rage.
Excuse me. I'm just putting this yoga mat down. I'm going to go get another one from the car.
So,
in case he jumps?
I don't know what else to do. Oops. It's a yoga mat. I've got two of them in the car.
All right. Bill, anything?
I've seen it all before.
You seem grizzly. Grizzled.
I am grizzly and grizzled.
Right.
And the most experienced member of this team.
Then why don't you have a talk with could-be Jim?
Hey, Jim. Is that your name?
Sure.
Let's go with Jim. Look, pal, if you just dangle yourself over the balcony, I think I can almost grab your ankle.
You don't get it. None of you get it. And that's the problem here. I'm jumping because... I've tried my hardest to do the best I could do, and it's not enough.
Can you give us an example of you trying your hardest?
Yeah, sure. Specificity would be nice.
And please project, sir. There's a crowd forming.
Why are you mean to me?
Look, I work hard, okay? I take care of my body. I take care of my brain. I show up to work. I work overtime. I have things. I spend money. And yet I still don't feel fulfilled.
You sound privileged.
This is a really nice house.
You know, back in the commissioner's office, we got a word for this. It's somebody that's sort of been driven to the brink by their opinions on comedy and entertainment.
What's
an otherwise fulfilling life. It's called just everybody's got an opinion.
You said you had a word for this.
It's an ego. We call it an ego. Everybody's got an opinion.
Ego.
You know, we skip the A.
Everybody's got an opinion.
Right.
Ego.
So basically, this man's ego and his egotism
has
driven him out to the brink of existence.
You got to write a book.
I don't see anyone showing any empathy whatsoever for this fellow. He seems in a lot of pain.
I think he seems angry.
Oh, thank you, neighbor. We'll get back to you in just a second.
He always seems angry. And you know what else? He stole my paper last week.
Which paper would that be?
Cat Daily.
And you say he doesn't like the cats.
It's a mystery to me why he would do something like that. He's deranged.
Sounds
this
like
is
an emotional
a,
attack.
A daily newspaper about cats.
That's right. It's a two-pager.
Never heard of that periodical, ma'am. Can you please stand back?
Absolutely.
I'm doing it.
Sir, wait.
I'm doing it.
Wait a second. We went to get another yoga mat.
No, you all failed. You all failed.
And how do we fail?
Because look, you're just talking amongst yourselves down there. I can't hear you.
I told you.
Sir, what we're trying to tell you is that there's no good reason to end it right here and now. There's no good reason for all of this spectacle. I know you're upset with the zeitgeist, but people are going to like what they like, and you got to let them.
It used to be good.
It used to be good. That's true, sir.
When was it good?
90s. The
90s.
Oh, man.
You got a good point. He's showing signs of cultural cynicism, and that is, it's probably been stewing for a while.
What was your favorite TV show back in the 90s?
Bow, 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 bow.
Carmen Sandiego.
Sir, that was a good show,
that
all
was
right?
Good.
That was a good show, and it really showcased the fine art of a cappella.
Because if I work hard, I deserve a little escapism.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
But I tune in, and I plug in, and I get nothing. Nothing feels good, nothing's satisfying, nothing's funny, nothing's nothing.
When was the last time you took a vacation, Jim?
I go once a year.
Where do you go?
Geronimo Hills.
Uh-huh.
Up in Washington.
Right.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went?
Oh, that's scheduled. It's coming up next week.
Okay, so what? How about we all pitch in, the fellas and maybe your neighbor here, and...
Somebody catch him! Ouch! 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 Ow! 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 That's got a sting.
That's got a sting, doesn't it? That's got a sting.
Do you want an interview? Do you want an on-camera interview?
Not yet. Okay, walk that off, Jim. Walk it off. You're okay. You're all right. Hey, buddy.
Walk it off. See, folks, this is what we in the commissioner's office downtown call a teachable moment. This man has just learned the difference between a metaphysical sting of upsetting the zeitgeist and not liking what other people like, and an actual sting of a strain or sprain to his ankle. Area.
You know, guys, it's true what they say.
Wait, what do they say?
They say as soon as you leap, you regret it.
Really?
And as soon as my feet left that rooftop.
That was fast.
So that whole 0.8 seconds, that's all you were thinking of.
Oh, more than that.
Context saves lives.
More than that. I thought, I regret this. And then I thought, how's Brett? I haven't called my best friend Brett in a long time.
Let's get Brett on the phone now.
Sure.
Who's got a cell phone?
And then I thought...
I have a cell phone. I offered it earlier. But it was for you to use. It wasn't for him to use. You owe me an apology.
Is there anything you'd like to say to your neighbor, Jim?
I would. I want to say thank you. Thank you for making the neighborhood a little brighter.
Oh.
And for her copy of Cat Daily.
Did you take Cat Daily?
I don't know what that is.
It's paper, apparently.
It's my paper.
Okay, I don't know.
It was missing on Tuesday.
By the way, I hear you listening to reruns of Cheers in your place, and
everybody knows your name there.
Everybody knows your name there.
And you're Jim, right?
No.
Oh, dang it.
Well, this is what it's all about. This is why we do this.
Uh-huh. This is why?
This is why.
Huh.
See, I can't help but think we should be headed to Main Street where that pizza shop is burning down right now.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay, Brian.
Right?
Yeah, where's the fire?
We're still...
Just want to make sure this guy's ankle isn't sprained.
Yeah, I'm okay. I rolled it a little bit.
Well, sir, I hope you got the appropriate attention to keep you from doing something crazy like this again.
I got the appropriate attention for the meantime.
Right.
Ah, there's the rub.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do for you before we leave? Because apparently there's a fire.
Are you going to use these yoga mats?
No. Brian?
I would like these. One of them's my
Brian,
wife's.
Brian, you could probably... Let these go.
Well, my wife and I.
We'll figure it out. Jim, sorry, that's not your name.
It's okay.
Uh-huh.
I just want to thank you all.
Let's bring it in for a little hug.
That sounds nice.
All right.
I call Hammerglass.
All right. Bring it in, ma'am.
Hey, before you guys head out, would you mind letting me know what you're tuning into or what podcast you're listening to or?
I'll just say it. I can't get away from work, so the whole true crime genre.
Yeah.
Has enveloped my ever existence.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I watch Alf.
Yeah,
sure, sure. Yeah,
talk about the early days, right?
I mean,
it's a bit procedural for me.
Yeah, TV Land, a lot of stuff on TV Land.
TV Land.
Yeah, yeah.
I just listen to auxiliary podcasts.
Like
that's you the know. Good stuff.
Sir, like go the yoga mat.
Oh, both. You need both of the yoga mats.
Yeah,
fine.
Sir, I listen to one on the history of Dalmatians that I'm really into. I love being a fireman.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Well,
I enjoy anything that has a competition and also food I can't afford.
Okay.
You know?
This is really helpful.
It's a high stakes with stakes kind of thing that I'm into.
Oh, you know?
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. I just got that.
That was funny.
High stakes with stakes.
Check out both of the Fire Festival documentaries. There's one on Netflix, one on Hulu. I would recommend watching both of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I feel better. And if I may, Hammerglass, is it?
Yes, sir.
You got to do some comedy professionally.
You think?
Really? I never thought Hammer Glass was that funny.
Well, there's an open mic near the pizza place on Main.
Oh, and you don't like comedy.
Oh, wait a second. What'd you say about Jim. The pizza place?
It's burning right now.
Caught him.
All right, I guess we're headed to the pizza place on Main where there could be too much heat in that kitchen.
Well, I mean, by the time we finished putting out the fire, we should have a tight five.
Let's give it a go.
Yeah.
All right. We take you now to the open mic night referred to earlier and Hammer Glass's first stand-up performance.
Wow. Hey, what a beautiful crowd. Oh, thanks. Thanks so much. No, you really are beautiful. I would maybe say on a scale from 1 to 10, you're on average a 7.5. So good job on that.
Aw.
Yeah. Later, check.
No secret. I work for the commissioner's office. It's pretty funny down there, but I did sign a lot of NDAs, so I can't really go into that. You just have to take my word for it.
Check.
I helped a guy off a ledge the other day. He seemed pretty upset about, what people thought was funny and what people didn't think was funny, and he didn't agree with that. He didn't know where he fit into that whole thing.
This?
Yeah, and so I tell him, look, you gotta let people like what they like and not hate them for it, And
he was going on.
Listen, this is the funny part. This is the funny part. This is the funny part. The guy jumps off the building anyway, and then agrees with me.
That's the funny part.
And
check,
then agrees
please,
with
later.
Me.
Check. I need like to get that. Out of here. Check.
It was a pretty. I guess you had to be there
backstage with Hammer Glass and the manager of the club.
Wow, that felt good. I felt like I was on fire there. And that's not a fireman. I should use that. Let me write that down.
Look, Hammer Glass, I'm going to be honest with you. I think you really got something.
You think?
I think you really, really got something.
Well, you are perceptive, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Look, this is my business, okay? I don't know how to put out fires, okay? But I know how to start some. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure,
you know what I mean?
Listen, I always wanted to be the next Andy Murphy.
Okay. Hey, you can be.
You think?
Here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Walk into your office, quit right now. No more fire stuff for you. We're going on the road.
Well, I don't know how my wife will feel about that.
I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to do comedy.
What?
You know what? That was my bad. Okay, Hammer Glass, you have a good day.
Look, well, no, hold on a second. Hold on. I mean, I'm just a civil servant right now. I'm tied down. It's not that easy. It's not as easy as, just cutting a string. Like my life's a trust chicken, what I'm saying?
That's good.
It's
visual. I like that. See, you're funny. You're a natural storyteller.
I like cooking shows. I do. Yeah. I like cooking shows. I learn a lot of those.
Hammer Glass has a conversation with his wife.
So, how was your day, honey?
I'm sure it wasn't as exciting as yours.
Whatever do you mean?
You're my hero.
You think?
You know what? I was talking to my therapist, aka mom, today.
Just
saying how grateful I am to be married to a real hero.
How's your mother doing? Is she okay? How's her foot?
Her foot is not great, but it's still dangling. So
oh, goodness.
That's something
she's only got that one left. I really hope she pulls through. She's a sweet lady when she's drugged.
She's no hero, though.
Nah,
you are my hero.
Oh, come on. Now, listen, Miriam, you don't mean that.
Let's make another Hammer Glass.
Well, before we start making plans for the mid-future...
Hey, Daddy's home! Daddy's home!
Our hero!
Daddy's home!
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Who did you save today?
Well, I saved this guy who couldn't find anything he liked on any streaming service, so he tried to jump off a bridge. A building. I get a bridge and a building confused.
You're a hero, Daddy.
Well, thanks, son.
You make us... so proud.
Oh, thanks. Look, I have a big announcement. Family meeting.
I'm going to get my braces.
You're running for office. He's running for office. I'm going to be a senator's wife.
I have decided to quit the commissioner's office and become a stand-up comedian.
What?
A stand-up comedian.
No. No.
Mommy, why are you crying?
No, I'm not crying. I'm not crying.
Ouch.
Listen, I did 5 minutes.
I need some time alone with your father.
I did 5 minutes at the burned down pizza parlor the other day. And the guy comes up to me after the show and he tells me I got something. He told me I could be the next Andy Murphy.
Who is Andy Murphy?
It's that guy from Taxi. That guy from Taxi and then from Saturday Night Live. Oh.
You can't do this to our family. This is not on the plan. Look at the board. It's not on the board.
You know what I can't do? I can't resist this calling that's coming from inside me saying, Hammer Glass, do some comedy.
I know you overflow with passion, but you have to get it for the right reasons. Well, we're climbing to the top.
What's a better reason than bringing joy to the world?
Politics is a better reason. Be a real hero.
Politics?
Get in office.
Talk about a comedic job, am I right? See, that's
no.
the kind of thing I'm
no.
talking about.
You're
it's
not
relevant.
Funny. You are not funny.
I have my finger on the pulse, okay? And you feel it. Bump, 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 bump.
This is
right
not
there.
Funny. You won't succeed. Listen, I'm trying to I want to be supportive, and I do love you.
I love
you,
too.
You are my hero, but I will leave you if you become a comedian. I'll take the children, and I'll go.
Gosh, you're really putting me in a strange situation.
You know Dan Frankenstein that I used to date?
Yeah, I know Dan Frankenstein.
Owns the Chevrolet.
What are you saying, Miriam?
I'm not saying anything. I don't want to be saying what I've said, but...
Well, someone just dropped the Frankenbomb on this conversation, and I want someone
I
to take...
I just reminded you that Dan Frankenstein of Frankenstein's Chevrolet exists.
Well, I also want to remind you that Dan Frankenstein cannot medically grow facial hair.
And I want to remind you that there's spray-on for everything.
So, you know, okay, fine. You give me a lot to think about. You give me a lot to think
Dan
about.
Dan Frankenstein could be the next senator with the right person behind him.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right. I don't know what I was thinking.
We cut to Frankenstein Chevrolet.
Car, bye! Bye, car!
Frank, get off the car. Where you
car, good! Car, good!
Our second suggestion comes from Matt in Canada. That's so good. Don't forget to pick up a pickup at Frankenstein Chevrolet. Matt in Canada writes, "Hey there, chemists or alchemists, I'm going to suggest. Really enjoy your podcast. It helps pass the many hours of tedium, which are my life." That isn't fulfilling.
Yeah.
As creative people, I don't know what is. My favorite bits. Oh, he's got favorite, and he spelled favorite in the British way.
Favorite.
He dropped a U in there. Nice. My favorite bits are the British gang Snazzy Fingers, the concierge, and Corey Anus. I've been glared at by my coworkers for excessive snickering. Well, we got a snicker out of them, so that's good. I have three ideas for you folks, only one of which I'm going to present now. A busy office that is more concerned about production than quality is under a tight deadline from their increasingly neurotic boss. Any and all measures must be taken to get this work out. Hey, the coffee machine's down again.
That's all we needed. No coffee now?
I have Monster Energy drink in my desk. I have Monster Energy drink. I've got enough for everybody.
What flavors you got?
I got mostly the red flavor. I also have the blue flavor. Come on over to my desk. I'll get everybody jazzed up. We're going to get this done. We don't need to sleep. Who needs sleep? Who needs sleep? Come on, guys.
Here comes the boss. Here comes the boss.
Oh. Shh. Okay. Work, 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 work. Work game.
Attention, everybody.
Oh, boy.
I have a paper in front of me,
and
the arrows are red and pointing down.
Yeah.
I need them to be green and pointing up.
Oh, he's got a good point. He's got a good point. We've got to finish this before he comes back out with these graphs.
I can't take the pressure here. I think I'm going to have to quit.
You can take the pressure, Jerry.
What are you trying to accomplish today, Phil?
Listen, it's just I just want to have a steady job that I don't have to worry about getting fired
from. Workload. What's your workload today?
Me?
Yes.
I'm working a tight 8 hours.
No, it's asking what you're working on, Jerry. Listen, you need to start wearing a swim cap so you stop pulling your hair out of your head.
Listen.
So you can focus on your work.
I've got three tabs of Excel docs, and I honestly don't know what any of them.
All right, listen, I got an idea. Let's just delegate,
okay? Oh, great,
okay?
Craig's got an idea.
Well, yeah,
Craig's bringing an idea.
Let's just delegate, okay? Like, we each take a corner of this bathtub and lift it over the finish line, you know what I'm saying?
Where's the bathtub?
It's a summer camp thing. You guys never went to summer camp?
Nope.
I went to summer camp, but we didn't have bathtubs. We had a group shower.
Well, how would you carry a bathtub?
Four at a time. Listen, it doesn't matter. It's just that there was a bathtub race at a camp I went to when I was seven. What I'm saying is that we should move Jerry over to Arrows. Just put Jerry right on Arrows. Let him worry about that. Okay?
Jerry's on Arrows.
And then you keep providing all of the refreshments, keeping us like fueled up and everything like that.
I feel like you're really minimizing my role here.
And Paul can collate, staple, and copy.
What about me? There's not a lot of my plate right now. Put something on my plate.
Okay, fine, fine.
Put some of the bathtub on his plate.
Listen, you can make sure that all the workspaces stay clean and organized while we go.
That's my job.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm the only one that's doing any real work.
Oh, shut up.
I mean, everybody's just doing stapling my arrows together and cleaning the workstations.
But don't you see the genius of it, Jerry, is now you only have one responsibility.
Bad news, everyone. Oh, bad news.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, gosh.
We got a call from Rob's wife. She's what? In the hospital.
What?
That isn't the worst part.
What?
The worst part is I need you to stay late.
What does she have? She was healthy when I left home this
morning. You'd like to know, wouldn't you? Go.
Wow, well, that was very cryptic.
That was too cryptic.
Did you have a way of reaching your wife? Can you text her?
Yes, I'll text
her. Bad news! I need all the phones. Hand them over.
Wait, no!
All your personal devices.
All the phones!
Yeah, I need you to make more product.
Okay.
Less texty, more products.
I honestly can text and clean the workstations at the same time. That's the only thing on my plate. Please, tell me what's wrong with my wife.
Listen here, you son of a gun.
Whoa, good.
My whole livelihood depends on us putting out more products.
Good.
Tell us, what do we make here? What do we make here?
Tell us.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You, get over here.
Jesus Christ.
What do we make here?
We make arrows. We make arrows.
You're wrong.
Piping. The best piping in the world. We make the best piping in the world. No one can touch our piping.
He saved all your asses.
Oh, God. Thank God.
Really?
He saved
piping?
All of your asses.
I just feel so detached from the product.
Just to clarify.
All piping. Every form of piping.
Pipes.
Yes.
Not pipes, but pipes.
Not the time you smoke. How long have you worked here?
I am on refreshments.
The world runs on pipes. I'm piping. Everyone. I'm channeling.
I'm going back to my office.
He's going back to his
office. I may need a word with you individually, as today is employee evaluation day.
Oh, Jerry's again? Definitely going to fold.
Oh, okay. No, he broke my nose.
Okay, look, we all know that we make the 32nd best brand of piping in the world.
And we got to get to 30.
Yeah, we got to get to 30.
Or so else, can what we forget are we the bathtub here? Crap already?
Sure, yeah, it's just an analogy.
But apt, since we're in piping.
Look, okay, yeah, we're in piping, okay? So let's just finish this work at the same level of quality that we make with our piping, okay? And, you know, it all should work
out.
Just
a question about the arrows.
Uh-huh.
The arrows were flipping the other way.
You're on refreshments.
Okay. Monster energy drink, anyone?
Are you done with that? Are you done with that Monster
energy?
I'm just trying to clear some room here.
Oh, you should really be checking on your wife.
Oh, God, she's never been sick a day in her life. She was going to go bungee jumping today, though.
There's blood all over my keyboard.
Stick a tampon up your nose,
Phil,
baby.
Ow. You're bleeding out of your nose.
He broke my nose.
All right. Well, what are you going to do, cry about it?
I already am.
Jerry, put on the swim cap, stuff my tampon up your nose, and get over it.
Okay.
All right. Look, here. I finished one packet, and this is what it should look like when it's finished. Here.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow.
That's really good.
That's a good-looking packet.
Why can't I do that?
Well, you can do that. You just have to look at it, use it as an example, and create your own.
Can we just go through it step by step?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. See how...
Bad news!
Oh,
God.
Bad news.
Is it my wife?
Yeah, I'm sure she's not doing great, Rob, frankly. But for the rest of you.
You got an update?
Sounds like he's just speculating at this point.
Don't speculate. Hard news only.
In my opinion, based on the information I know, I bet she's not doing terrific. Now, moving on. Two of you need to go.
I'll go.
No,
I'll go.
No.
I'll go.
I gotta get out of here.
I didn't think there'd be that many volunteers.
No, that's not how this works. I'm leaving it up to you.
Me?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Bathtub.
He's been doing a great job at the office. He knows you guys better than I do. I'm leaving it up to you. You got to fire two of them, but it can't be the two who want to go home the most.
Oh, but I need to. My nose is broken.
Can't be him.
Well,
then I want to stay.
Well,
so do I. I've got to stay.
This is it, Travis. You wanted middle management. It's time to grip those nips and give them a rip. All right.
Travis.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Hey, I forgot to ask. Did you and Mrs. want to go on the boat this weekend?
This guy's sticking around.
I'll take that as a yes.
Jerry, I am going to ask you to take the rest of your life off.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know if you're necessarily cut out for the piping industry.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, maybe you want to try something in aqueducts or something like that.
Okay. I still qualify for unemployment, right?
It's not really my problem at this point, so.
I mean, you're terminating me, and it's not my fault, so I should get unemployment.
Travis.
I just want you to gather all your things. I want you to gather all your things and all your DNA and just pack your stuff up and please leave.
Okay.
Thank you.
Then there were three. Travis, who are you going to pick?
Well, I'm not sure if you're mentally ill or from the future, so I'm going to have to ask you to leave as well.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll just take this and this and this and this and this.
Wait, is she taking the energy?
And
Travis?
This?
No, we'll get more energy drink. Don't worry.
That intercom. Bye.
I don't know if you, man, I don't think, did she just take the intercom? That is actually company
property. Wait, 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 nobody leave. Bad news. Bad news.
Is it my wife?
Well, I'm assuming, yeah.
Don't speculate.
Okay, so.
So much speculation.
Here's the information. Jerry, get back over here. Get over here.
But I just packed
sit
my
down.
Things.
No, no, no. No one's fired.
You are the
from
boss,
the
Jerry.
Future.
Okay. We are no longer in piping. We were just sold and bought. We are now in tech.
What?
What kind Raise of your hand if you can code.
Oh, I can code.
I can code,
that's
yeah.
Like
I can.
I have a code.
Yeah. Okay, what's your code?
17. I have like a runny nose and like a little bit of a sore throat.
Okay. All right, I need you guys to work on an app, okay? The name is Bougie.
Bougie. Uh-huh.
I don't know what it does yet. Fix it!
Bougie. Bougie. Like
bougie.
Bourgeois. Bougie. Bourgeois. What?
A free breadsticks finder.
It means fancy for perception's sake, right?
Free breadsticks finder.
Okay.
You're saying that's what it is? You're proposing something else entirely.
I'm not sure.
Yes.
How to find breadsticks?
Any restaurant that has free breadsticks would be uploaded into Bougie. You want to feel nice and fancy, you go somewhere with a bottomless breadsticks app. This
so
will map
every
them all
Olive
out.
Garden?
That's
basically.
One of the things.
Oh, my wife loves Olive Garden. God rest her soul.
All right, I'll do you one better.
She's dead.
What about it brings breadsticks to whatever restaurant you're at?
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay,
well,
so.
But where are the breadsticks coming from?
They're coming from.
I can do them.
They're coming from the helpful breadstick makers at Bougie.
Oh.
Which could be you.
It could
I'd love to do that.
It could be you.
A different dipping sauces?
Sure.
I'm not doing sauces.
Why would we complicate with dipping sauce? I don't know. I can't taste anything anyway with this code.
Just think of it this way. How many times have you sat down at a fancy restaurant and wished
I've
that you
never
had?
Never. Sat never. Down at a fancy
I can't afford it with this salary.
Okay, how many times have you sat down at like a cheap diner?
Many times.
Many times.
Great. And wish that you had a fancy basket of breadsticks.
Always. I do that for
oh, you
sure.
Do?
Yeah.
You do. Okay, so now with Bougie, you can use the app to get your breadsticks wherever you're at.
For free.
For a monthly fee.
You just type in where you're at and breadsticks arrive.
Breadsticks arrive.
Via gondolier.
I don't want to be negative, but I'm pretty sure that if I had somebody bringing me free breadsticks to Turla's Diner, she would say that I'm bringing outside food and say that it's not allowed.
Listen, that's for
that's
the executives to figure out. That's for the executives to figure out. We are the boots
bad
on the ground.
News! Oh. Bad news!
Is she dead?
Well, this does. This is about your wife.
No.
Yeah. So
you came in saying bad news.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. First of all, we've been sold again.
No.
We're out of tech anymore. We're out of tech.
Bubble burst. We've got so many breadsticks coming.
We're in medical.
Medical.
That's right. Which is where your wife comes in. ironically enough. Coincidentally? What's the word?
I don't know. You keep us guessing. That's
that.
Leadership.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Here's the thing. We now need to use all these plastic fittings to make body parts. Okay.
Oh. Which body part did she lose?
But these plastic fittings are from when we used to be in piping. That's right. That's right.
I was going to use these plastic fittings for breadsticks mold.
Wait a second. The plastic fittings could make everyone thinner.
Sure. How?
By design.
Okay.
So if you replace a foot or a hand, that's the thinning piping.
Mm. Look, I don't want to be here for the brainstorming. You know I'm not a creative type, okay? But I will say...
You're the bad news type.
I'm going to give you... Hey.
What's this?
I'm going to say for Rob, just so that you have an idea of where to go with this, with what you're making here, consider making something like a jaw, like a nose.
What?
Like a skull.
Better part
his
of your face.
Wife along is along a those lines.
His wife's missing a...
sounds like...
He's back in his office.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
You know what? I admire that man. I really
because
do.
Because of the Mr. Potato Head design?
Well, because of his random cruelty and confusion.
We gotta get out of
it's
here.
It's the kind of management style I aspire to.
Travis, I don't think you're cut out to be a manager. I think that you're probably a bad person.
Well, Rob, Jerry, do you need a ride to the air, to the hospital?
Why are we responsible for reconstructing my wife's face?
I think he was just hinting.
Oh, no.
I don't think he was actually applying
I mean, think of it this way.
Goals.
Now your wife has a real chance of having a brand new face built out of the 32nd best piping in the world.
Also, if we may, Rob, maybe this is the time everyone kind of comes clean a little. Her face before.
It was never that great.
Face.
It was a bad face.
Looked like she got hit with some piping.
You always said how beautiful she was.
Yeah, because I think a side of beef is beautiful. Because I'm hungry and I like beef.
Oh, God.
See, we have a lot in common.
Right? So now she can have very specific features.
I hope you all get my code, you sons of bitches.
Oh, yes. Let's get out of the hospital and the workplace if we can. Oh, your poor wife. We never even found out what happened to her.
We never found out most
something,
of
it. Something face-related.
I like to think they were up to 31st in piping by the end.
Yeah.
This one is from Brian Moss. Greetings, Alchemy team. I've been a fan since day one, and your shows never fail to crack me up. There's a term I don't hear enough anymore.
Yeah. Cracked up.
That really cracked me up.
That cracked me up.
Yeah, so it's an older fella, probably. I'd like to ask one small, teeny tiny favor. One show a week just doesn't seem like enough. Any chance you guys and gal could do a new
Thank
show?
You.
Every day. Forever and ever, amen.
Oh,
time
he's
permitting,
religious. I love that.
I'd like to throw in my own scene suggestion with just three words. Rival, lemonade, stands.
You got it. That was good.
Thanks for reading this and being my number one all-time favorite podcast. I work in retail and end every customer interaction with the following. Hey, you should really listen to the Alchemy This podcast. You'll love it. Management recently sat me down and reprimanded me and asked me to not do that, which I responded, okay, but if you guys listen to Alchemy This?
Aww.
So I just wanted to take the time during this 2-day suspension to write you.
I love Mr. Moss.
Worth it.
Kevin, are
Worth
you Mr.
It.
Moss?
No, I'm reading verbatim. I write you and let you know to keep up the great and hilarious work. I regret nothing, Brian. Even
finally,
if he's just even if he's just a comedy writer, that was a very funny missive.
He's a courageous man.
Yeah. So let's take you now to the Rival Lemonade Stands.
Word on the street is you're using Splenda.
Yeah, I'm using Splenda. It's good. It's you. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. There are some people, when you get older, you're going to realize that health is important, kiddo.
It's very interesting, you know, even though my competition's 65, it doesn't scare me.
Listen, I'm a senior citizen, and I've got all the time in the world.
Well, listen to this. I'm going into first grade, and I've only got two teeth in the front. We'll see how this day plays out, Mr. Nelson.
You better not be taking any of my customers, Squirt.
Oh, hi there. You're selling some lemonade?
Oh, hi. I sure am. I'm trying to get my grandma a leg.
Oh, no. How much for a cup, little girl?
Excuse me, sir. She's on my driveway. I'm selling this lemonade.
What?
This is my driveway. These are my lemonades, and it has...
I'm so sorry,
Is this
sir.
Your granddaughter?
No, she's my neighbor.
I live over there. The thing is, with my lawn, it's not paved like this driveway, and I'm afraid of hurting a womb.
Oh, well, this is certainly a great location. Location is everything.
Like location.
It's okay if you want to buy from Mr. Nelson. I'm sure Grandma doesn't need a wig.
How much is your lemonade?
It's $7.
$7? No,
yeah.
No fucking way.
What are you talking about?
Here you go, kid.
Thank you. This is $2, and that's too kind. Here
All
you go.
All right. Have
Extra
a good one.
Extra sugar.
All right. Good luck, pal.
get your goddamn lemonade off my goddamn driveway.
You just wish you had freckles, don't you?
No. Hey, Dad. How's the lemonade stand going?
It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good.
Oh, hey, Mallory. I didn't see you there.
Hi. Good to see you, Brent.
Yeah, it's good to see you too, kid. How's school?
Oh, school? Well, it's exciting every day. I'll tell you that much.
Is my old man treating you okay out here? You guys having fun?
We're having so much fun, aren't we?
Yes.
I just saw the lemonade.
You did. Congratulations.
Yes, I did. Oh, thank you, Brent.
Wow, you know, I just finished mopping the yard. I'm pretty parched myself. I could go for a lemonade.
Oh, would you like some with real sugar?
Oh, my goodness. I do love real sugar. Enjoy the toxins.
You should probably. I mean, you're getting up into that age that it's important for your health. So mine's diet. It's got Splenda.
Come on, Dad. I've had your lemonade lots of times, okay? I mean, I live with you. I grew up with you. And as you grew old, you came and lived with me. We do lemonade all the time. I mean, Wednesday's lemonade day. Let me try Mallory's for a change. I want to live a little.
Oh, it's okay. You can have your dad's lemonade. He wants the pocket money to bet on the ponies. I'm just trying to save up.
Listen, I... Excuse me, I'm sorry. Which one of you is Mallory?
That would be me.
Mallory, I got a sugar delivery here, and I guess
You can put it in the back, Carl.
In the back?
Yep.
You got it, though.
How about that, Dad? Mallory's got a sugar guy.
I'm not very happy about this. She's in the back. Listen... I don't appreciate you helping support my rival.
Come on, she's just a kid, Dad.
Cut her some slack. Did anybody cut me slack when I was a kid? No. In fact, they made it harder on me. When I squirmed and I was in pain, they pressed harder.
Hey, do you know I've got a single mom?
You do?
That's right, I do.
I didn't know.
I'm somewhat of a latchkey kid in the day and age where that's not something you see every day. I've been pulling myself up by my bootstraps since I was 2 years old.
Wow. The future is female, Dad.
I mean, if I argue that, I'm the asshole.
Just like Brent's t-shirt says.
Yeah.
I love that t-shirt.
Well, I always mop the lawn in it.
Mallory, baby. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Mom.
You having a good day out here?
I sure am.
Oops.
Are you okay?
Oops. Nope, my blouse came undone again.
Oh.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's nice to see you. It's Brent, is that right?
That's right. And you're Charity, right?
Charity, that's right. That's... And this is my little Mallory.
You know what? I love Mallory. This is my dad. Have you met my dad?
Oh, yeah, I see him around here.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but notice you were mopping the front yard this afternoon.
Mom, I always mop the yard after Dad finishes yelling at the mail.
Brent, you don't have to talk to my mom.
Do you guys mind stepping onto your driveway so I can sell my lemonade?
Not at all. As long as Brent wouldn't mind joining me, I could use a little mopping help.
I wouldn't mind. Listen, don't worry about my dad. He's a little cantankerous. He used to work for the city commissioner, always wanted to be a stand-up, never followed his dream.
One of those. Okay, yeah. Mallory, can mommy have a little cash?
I've only got $6, Mom.
Okay, I'll take five, and I'll give it back. You know I'll give it back to you.
Mom.
That's a good girl. That's a good girl. Shall we, Brent?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. After you.
I got a lemon delivery from Mallory.
Oh, that's right. You can put it in the back by the sugar.
All right. Back it up, guys. Boop, boop, boop.
They better be fresh this time.
Yeah, they are.
Mallory?
Yeah?
This is a humbling moment for me, but I'm wondering if maybe you could spare a half dozen lemons. Please.
That's the magic word I was waiting for.
Listen, it's hard. Mr.
Nelson,
just that...
a half dozen. What is that in today's market?
It's six.
Okay.
It's six.
Six lemons for my rival.
It's, you know, we don't have to be rivals. Sometimes.
Interesting.
Mallory, sometimes just having a...
You got some toilet paper dangling off your chin, Mr. Nelson.
It's from razor. I cut myself shaving today.
So you want six of my lemons, huh?
Well, the problem is I can't borrow any more money from my son. He doesn't like giving me money.
Interesting.
So it's hard for me to get the, you know, the pieces of the puzzle that makes lemonade.
I feel for your son. You know what? I got a mom that's bleeding me dry every day.
I mean, it's
different.
Grown
ups these days.
I raised my son his whole life, and now he's helping me.
Hi, everybody. Hi, baby.
Charity.
Did I hear the lemon truck?
Yes, of course you heard the lemon truck, Mom. I was yelling about the lemons. He put them by the sugar.
So that means Roger's here.
Roger is on his way out. He is unpacking the lemons, and
oh, there
then he is
Roger, Roger, Roger. Oh. Hi, Roger. Hi, Roger.
Andrew's on the way out.
No, no, Roger, Roger, Roger.
No, I gotta go.
How about the sugar guy? Did he? Is he gone?
What did you do to Brent? He just had Brent 3 minutes ago.
He's taking a nap.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm back for more lemonade. That was so delicious. I doubled back.
I gotta love a repeat customer. Here you go, sir.
But actually, I was thinking about trying this one. You know, like those rival cheesesteak places in Philly.
You're gonna lay down $7?
I did go to an ATM and take out some cash. So,
oh, you don't say. Hi, I'm Charity.
Oh, hi.
How do you do? ATM, cash? Those are two of my favorite words.
I don't need charity, actually. I have my own money, so...
The good news is it's going to be made super fresh. It's going to be really fresh.
I'm intrigued by what a $7 lemonade might be. So,
Charity, you mind helping me with that thing we were saying earlier?
Mr. Nelson, do you mind helping me with the thing I haven't mentioned yet?
I don't remember what it was you mentioned.
Excuse me, sir, if you could just give us a moment, sir.
It's super fresh.
I'm really thirsty.
Absolutely. We understand that, sir. You interested in a merger?
A merger?
That's right. You want to work for me?
Work for you or with you?
You want to work for me, old man?
All right. But I still
Here's
get
some lemons.
Thank you. All right, we're going to get this started right now. It's just going to take a minute.
Okay, I mean, I have $7 right here. You don't have a lemonade ready to go?
No, I had to. I'm not going to waste a lemon for
somebody
that's...
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
No, you're not interested.
Okay, I don't need charity.
Lenny, I want you to keep your hand on all of them, all right? I'm just going to have a word, but keep your weapon at the ready as well. Excuse me.
I'll follow your lead.
Excuse me, folks. Couldn't help but notice.
Hello, are you thirsty?
I'm a sir.
I might be thirsty. How are you, ma'am?
Good day,
everybody. There's a senior citizen and a little kid that would love to brighten your day with a sunshiny flavor of a lemonade.
And a horny mom.
A horny mom. Imagine that. Lenny?
I'll write that down.
Yeah, thanks. I had a question for you. I work in the neighborhood.
Real sugar.
And I offer protection to all of the small business owners.
And here's your lemonade. Oh, hi, officers.
Yeah. So I was wondering what, how business is, first of all.
Business is great. We just finished the merger, so that means we're merged.
Right. Do you have some books you could crack open for us? And ma'am, what was your name again?
Charity.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
That's the horny mom, right?
I like the sound of that.
That's my horny mom.
Now, my daughter is young, obviously, so she probably doesn't understand what's going on. But what I'm gathering is that you are crooked cops.
Right.
Asking for a piece of the pie, so to speak, so that you can offer protection against those that may... want to hurt us or in front of
I understood that, Mom, but I don't feel threatened in our neighborhood. It's a subdivision. I don't feel threatened. I don't need protection.
That's where you might be mistaken. And Charity, is it?
That's right.
How interested are you in a little work on the side?
Good one, boss. That's right? Good, yeah.
Very, very interested.
Very That's interested? Disgusting. You like money? A
love
lot of
money.
It?
Love.
Like cash falling from above?
Yes.
I love the way you paint the picture.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been working on it.
You're doing so great.
So, if you wouldn't mind, when I'm done talking to the two business owners.
Business owner? She's just my little girl.
Take a little drive with us. So we can get a sample and I figure out what to charge, that sort of thing.
You know, a sample, good one, boss.
Yeah, right.
That's disgusting. That's my mother. That's illegal.
What was your name, little girl?
Mallory.
So, and you're, sir?
My name?
Yeah.
It's not necessary.
Okay. Mr.
Just
Nelson.
Call me Brent. Sure. Mr. Nelson will do. Brent, my name's Brent Nelson. I own this house.
Brent Nelson and Mallory.
Mallory Menkelhorn.
If we were to say on average, what are you pulling down from these two stands in a week?
We sell lemonade, sir.
Most of it's just donated to the neighborhood.
You're telling me you're really selling lemonade? What's behind?
Oh,
he's got Splendas in his, and I've got real sugar in mine, organic.
And your lemonade?
It's
are we still
lemonade.
Talking about the same thing?
Yes, I think we are talking about the same thing.
We've driven by 11 times.
11
and
times.
Each time, there's been people lined up in front of you.
Yeah. You gotta try the lemonade.
It can't be that good. It's lemonade.
I mean,
what are we talking about?
What he's trying to say is there an unseen layer to the business you are presenting to the public?
I think it's the sort of meet-cute, unusual friendship of a child and a senior citizen that really has our street appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And he also administers diabetes medicine.
To myself, Lenny, not to anybody else.
Lenny, would you mind sampling the wares? I wouldn't mind. See what the hell they're talking about.
Nah, I wouldn't mind at all. And I would like to remind all of you as to what my boss is offering you is a hug. And as we all know, a hug is better than a rock through your window.
Oh.
Right. Okay. Sure. Who am I going
to
try first?
He's going to have to squeeze your cup out. Mine's ready to go.
All right, well, I'll take yours then, little
there
girl.
There you go. Served with a smile.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, every part of my
Lenny.
Taste buds. Oh.
Are you all right?
Yeah. I'm all right. I just.
You want to take a knee?
No, I mean, my back hurts a little bit from everything. Yeah. Oh, wow. That is good. That is good.
That
lemonade.
Was all your way of saying you were enjoying it.
I went through my whole body and made me hurt and then feel good in places I didn't know I had places.
So you like the lemonade?
It was amazing.
What are you charging for that?
That's a $2 glass with
$2.
A priceless taste.
First of all, it's a paper cup, so let's stop saying a glass.
Excuse me. I'm the passerby from before. I don't know if you remembered me. You sold me a glass of $7 lemonade about 10 minutes ago.
$7.
I took it home because I was so excited to drink it. And what is in that? That is rancid.
It's...
How do you fuck up lemonade? There's three ingredients.
Pardon me, sir. What is your name?
My name is Carl Weathers.
I'll write that
not
down.
The
I'll
actor.
Write that down.
Carl, Mr. Weathers.
Yes.
You took lemonade home. You bought lemonade from a stand.
Yes, I took a. I bought a
you,
lemonade to go.
Did not drink it
not
until you got.
Not from my stand. The merger is over.
Oh.
Well, wait a second.
Her lemonade was excellent.
Thank you.
Mallory. You're talking to Mallory.
I'm talking about Mallory, yes.
Right.
Her
Mallory's lemonade was $2 good. Lemonade was fantastic.
It was a total body experience.
Oh,
really, really
thank
good.
You,
right.
Officer.
Literally brought Lenny to his knees.
Yeah.
And
I
Mr. Nelson, Brent. The $7 lemonade.
I have not tried that yet, but I heard bad things.
Well, here's the thing. I got the lemons from Mallory. It's so if there's something rancid about it.
When
it
did
was...
you get the lemons exactly? Did you get the lemons before this gentleman here, Mr. Weathers, took his home, or did you get those lemons afterwards?
Let me just. It's going to be embarrassing, but I didn't have lemons, so I borrowed some lemons from Mallory and made your rancid. I had
you
no idea.
You got one job to do. Sell lemonade.
Well,
and you came to a 6.5, 7-year-old?
Yeah, that's right, 6¾.
And you asked the child for some lemons for your own business.
Normally I wouldn't, but she just got a delivery and I was...
Normally?
Normally, I mean...
He scared me, so I had to say yes.
No, I'm gonna write
you
that
lying
down.
Little...
And sir, you had a complaint.
Look, if I could just get another cup from Mallory to clean my palate.
Absolutely.
So you drove
and
all the way back.
On the house.
I walked all the way back.
Oh, I see.
I'm a passerby.
To cleanse your palate.
There you
yes.
go.
Oh.
What do we think of Mallory's lemonade?
Oh, it's amazing.
It really is. It's good.
Is it super tart? Because your face is freezing up a little.
It's tart, but it's sweet.
Yeah, like, it made me feel 6¾. That's what it made me feel like. It made me feel like I was 6¾.
Like you were young again.
Like I was young again. Like I was pure potential.
Lenny, can I ask one thing?
Yeah.
Can you wait in the car?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, boss.
Bye, Lenny. Nice to meet you.
Charity?
Yes?
I think it's time we talked a little business here, but I don't want to embarrass anybody and whatnot. Would you mind also waiting in the car?
Actually, I can't do that.
Oh.
Because you're all under arrest!
Wait
oh,
a second,
no.
What?
I've been undercover what? This entire time.
Oh, son of a
crooked
bitch.
Cop sent a crooked old man. Mallory, take your mask off.
That's right.
Why am
Eat
I under
sidewalk.
Arrest?
Because you're paying for goods on the street.
That's right,
that
you
makes
are.
No sense.
Yeah, you did you pay taxes on that?
You entrapped me. You entrapped me.
All right, everybody get down on the ground. You're all going. And you two cops.
Can we see some kind of badge? Some sort of, you know?
No.
No.
All right, fair enough. Let's get down on the ground.
All right, I'll get down on the ground.
Were you never really flirting with me, Charity?
I was never really flirting with anybody.
Those aren't even her real breasts.
Where's my son, Brent?
I'm up for my nap, you guys.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I mean business.
What is happening?
Who's next?
Lock him up.
Well, why did I come back for that $7 lemonade?
Oh, no. I'm so glad I can stand up to my full height now.
Can I just say you were a wonderful Mallory?
Oh, thank you so much. You know, as charity, you made some risque choices.
I know.
Diane, I feel like it was anti-woman at sometimes, but then ultimately so pro-woman, it's all fine.
You're the best. You're the best.
No, oh, you.
It's like I'm caught in a Ted Hammerglass routine. You know, the world's most famous stand-up
we
comic.
Know, we know Ted Hammerglass.
Who doesn't know it, Jackie Gleason?
That guy has a direct line to my funny bone. He's like lemonade for comedy. He's that this girl's lemonade, but in comedy form.
Let's go around and thank our alchemist for one hell of an outing. Let's go to Craig Kukowski. Craig, anything in the sign-off area for us today?
Signing off at Kukowski on Twitter, at Craigslist PCast, or at Orange Tux Improv for the different factions of my life.
Righty, beautiful. Vanessa Raglan.
Hi.
Uh-huh.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much for your contributions and every walk of life. Go to the Dynasty Typewriter.
Oh, go to Dynasty Typewriter on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or for check the boring out stuff, Vanessa Hope. But yeah, check Dynasty Typewriter.
If you're coming to Los Angeles, you want to see a live show.
Let us take care of you and give you some popcorn.
Yeah.
Please.
Best popcorn in the world.
That's what's up.
Joining us today, Brad Norman Bradley.
Hi. You can hear me as the voice of Bullwinkle on The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle on Amazon Prime. You've heard of that, Kevin.
You with the two-day shipping, all the free programs.
Yeah, the spatulas and the good programs. Yeah,
I want stuff in 2 days or less.
Mm-hmm.
And all the free shit that I can watch.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Say hi to Bezos for me if you see him.
Jeff? Uncle Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best. I mean, you know, she only got $66 billion left over, but let's see. Chris Alvarado, Christopher.
Yeah, you can catch me on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, that's your show. but I was thinking, you know, we're getting these wonderful fan, is that their fans?
Sure.
Yeah, these fan emails that are so detailed and so funny. I would like to know who these people are. We have an Instagram, right? It's at AlchemyThis.
Oh,
hashtag yourself. Let us see you listening to the podcast. That sounds boring, but some way... Yeah. I want to see you.
Agreed. We'd like to communicate.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tag us on your post when you're listening or you're thinking of something funny. And, you know, you can always find me at Chris Alvarado.
All righty. James Heaney.
Please check out briefnewsbrief.com. I do a bi-weekly news show, and it's got a comedy twist.
It has a comedy twist.
It's hard to have a comedy twist on news these days, sure. But that's the intention.
Oh, so good. Kevin Pollock, 123 on the Instagram. We do want to hear from you. Don't just write to us, but please write to us. Your name here at alchemythis.com. But also, as Chris suggested, in all the social media ways that you can communicate with us. We love to interact with our audience and the growing members. Speaking of which, it's time to reach out to everyone you've ever met and ask them to listen to Alchemy This, write a review, subscribe. Be involved, and don't forget, you can see the group live at the Westside Comedy Theater, March 13th. That's a Wednesday, 8 p.m. Get your tickets at westsidecomedy.com. Very excited about our first live show, and if you're in the Los Angeles area, please come check us out. Let's thank Doug Bain, the engineer of the stars. Yeah. Sophie Lichterman is our producer.
Woo-hoo!
We love her so. And iHeartRadio, the mothership, thank you for the auspices. Please, we'd love to hear from you. Your name here at alchemythis.com. Rafael Brito on the sound design. That's our show for this week. Thank you, and we'll see you next time on Alchemy This.